Disclaimer. This publication contains the opinions and ideas of its authors. It is intended to provide helpful and informative material on the subjects addressed in the publication. It is sold with the understanding that the authors and publisher are not engaged in rendering medical, health, or any other kind of personal professional services in the book. The listener should consult his or her medical, health, or other competent professional before adopting any of the suggestions in this book or drawing inferences from it. This book also is not intended to serve as the basis for any financial decision, nor as a recommendation of a specific investment, nor as an offer to sell or purchase any security. Throughout this book, the authors may discuss several companies and entities in which the authors have a financial interest, and such interests are disclosed when those entities are first mentioned. The authors and publisher specifically disclaim all responsibility for any liability, loss or risk, personal or otherwise, which is incurred as a consequence directly or indirectly of the use and application of any of the contents of this book.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Life Force. How new breakthroughs in precision medicine can transform the quality of your life and those you love. Written by Tony Robbins and Peter H. Diamandis, M.D., with Robert Hariri, M.D., Ph.D. Read by Jeremy Bob, Tony Robbins, Peter H. Diamandis, and Cassandra Campbell, with Robert Hariri, M.D., Ph.D., and an introduction by Ray Kurzweil.
Preface. Hey, it's Tony Robbins. First, I just want to thank you for picking up this book. We're about to go on a journey of scientific breakthroughs, many of which you can apply right now to your life to improve its quality and maybe even the quantity of your life over the long term. I want to give you just a quick taste before we begin of what we'll be learning together. First, how to gain pure energy, strength, and maximum performance. We're going to learn how to immediately boost your energy by tapping into the power of a natural compound in your body that drives energy at a cellular level. You're going to discover four vitality ingredients that a world-renowned genetics professor from Harvard has used to reverse his biological age by 20 years. We'll discover how to increase your strength and muscle mass, boost your metabolism, and increase your bone density up to 14% with a scientifically proven 10-minute workout once a week. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it works. We're going to learn the third pillar of health, one of the simplest things you can do to increase your daily focus, boost your mood, and experience greater vitality without caffeine or other stimulants. And we're going to prime your body for peak performance by using the latest wearable devices that can give you 24/7 personalized fitness, sleep, and recovery data. We're also going to tackle how to accelerate healing, regeneration, and longevity without surgery. You'll learn how stem cells have helped people regain the use of their arms and legs after strokes or even severed spinal cords, how people recovered from injuries like torn ligaments with stem cells, and how children with leukemia were driven into remission with stem cells. We're going to learn a novel gene therapy that's been shown to restore sight with just two injections. You'll learn about a new injection that's saving hundreds of lives by helping those suffering from anxiety or PTSD. We're going to learn three new powerful and effective scientific breakthroughs for eliminating back pain, again, without drugs or surgery. You're going to learn an incisionless brain surgery that uses ultrasound to significantly relieve Parkinson's symptoms in minutes and is now being tested in its use to block the addictive pattern in the brain. We'll also learn a breakthrough molecule that can erase osteoarthritis by growing new pristine cartilage within 12 months from a single injection. It's already right now in stage 3 trials at the FDA. You're going to learn exponential technologies such as AI, CRISPR, and gene therapy that are being used to unravel the mystery of aging, how to slow it, perhaps stop it, and even reverse aging. We're also going to focus on healthy weight loss and innovative anti-aging remedies. Do you know that there are two FDA-approved solutions that'll help curb your appetite, one of which has delivered an average weight loss of 22 pounds? You're going to learn how accessible and affordable hair treatments can increase hair growth, luster, and volume up to 60% without all the harsh chemicals or the usual uncomfortable side effects. You're going to learn some new anti-aging remedies customized specifically for your skin by taking into account your own DNA, lifestyle, and environmental factors so you can have glowing skin regardless of age, because the skin is a reflection of your health as well. You'll learn a way to blast fat for good with a non-invasive technology that helps you lose fat and tighten your skin, again, without surgery or scarring. And you're going to learn the building block your body naturally produces that can give you Botox without needles, plus a new head of hair. I know it sounds crazy. Then we're going to tackle the top killers. Cancer. What scientists believe is the way to win the war on cancer with some of the most promising alternatives to chemotherapy and radiation. You'll also learn a revolutionary blood test that may detect more than 50 types of cancers before the symptoms surface. Heart disease. You'll learn a new FDA-cleared artificial intelligence, an AI test that can predict heart disease 5 to 10 years in advance and provide a roadmap on how to prevent it. Diabetes. There's a pennies per dose medication that safely treats and helps prevent type 2 diabetes, and doctors believe may protect you from cancer, heart disease, and Alzheimer's. Speaking of Alzheimer's, a company that's applying CRISPR gene editing technology to relieve Alzheimer's symptoms such as anxiety and depression. And stroke. How virtual reality headsets, high-tech sensors, and video games are improving stroke survivors' dexterity, mobility, and recovery. And so much more. So I really wanted to have you hear my voice for this first chapter of the book and the last two chapters, which I hope you listen to for sure, because the last two chapters are on the mind's impact on the body and what creates an extraordinary life. Because even with health and vitality and strength, some people are still not happy. They're still not fulfilled. And I'm sure you know by the understandings of placebos that we can make ourselves sick or healthy in spite of everything else with our minds. I want you to hear those from me. But let me introduce you first to Ray Kurzweil. He's one of the leading inventors, thinkers, and futurists. He has a 30-year track record of accurate predictions. Kurzweil was selected as one of the top entrepreneurs by Inc. magazine, which described him as the rightful heir to Thomas Edison. He was awarded the National Medal of Technology and Innovation for pioneering and innovative achievements in computer science, such as voice recognition. So if you listen to Suri, he's the guy that created all of that. He's overcome so many barriers and has written so many lives and probably knows more about technology and where it's going than almost anyone alive. So let me first, for the introduction, introduce you to Ray.
Introduction. I have a very short list of people whom I will almost always say yes to when asked a request. Tony Robbins and Peter Diamandis are at the top of this list. So when they asked me to write this forward, I did not hesitate. Tony and Peter share my belief that the power of human ideas can change the world, including how long we live. No matter what quandaries we face, business problems, health issues, relationship difficulties, the great social and cultural challenges of our time, there exists an idea that will enable us to prevail. We can and must find that idea, and when we find it, we need to implement it. Life Force will help you to find those answers. It covers the most important innovators, inventions, and technologies that are transforming health and medicine today. We are on the cusp of profound medical advances as artificial intelligence begins to unlock the mysteries of our bodies and brains. Yet many conventional healthcare practitioners are still caught up in the old paradigm and don't practice medicine as an information technology. This means that each of us has to take control of our own healthcare. I've had some experience with that. Let me explain. My father had a heart attack when I was 15 and died of heart disease when I was 22. He was 58 in 1970. I had confidence in my ability to solve problems that came my way, and I realized that I probably inherited my father's genes for heart disease. So I put this health challenge on my long-term to-do list. In 1983, when I was 35, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. The conventional treatment made it worse, causing me to gain weight, which exacerbated the diabetes. So I decided the time had come to bring these personal health issues to the top of my to-do list. I immersed myself in the health and medical literature, came up with my own approach involving nutrition, lifestyle, and supplements, and ultimately eliminated any indication of my diabetes by 1988. I wrote a best-selling health book about the experience, The 10% Solution for a Healthy Life, and have since written two more award-winning health books, Fantastic Voyage in 2004 and Transcend, 9 Steps to Living Well Forever in 2009. As I was going through this personal health revelation, I was also busy working on two inventions. The first music keyboard, capable of accurately reproducing the sounds of a grand piano and other orchestral instruments, and the first commercially marketed large vocabulary speech recognition system. Today, a descendant of that technology is Apple's voice-recognizing Siri. As an inventor, I realized that the key to success was timing. Most inventions and inventors fail, not because they're unable to get their gadgets to work, but because their timing is wrong. So in the early 1980s, I became an ardent student of technology trends, tracking the capacity and price performance of computing, and discovered that technology was advancing exponentially. This was a radical idea at the time, because it turned our intuition to think linearly on its head. It was around 1995 that I began to see that the exponential growth of technology applied to the Genome Project, which had begun in 1990. 7.5 years into that project, 1% of the genome had been collected, which caused early critics to say that it was going to take 700 years to finish. My response was that the project was right on schedule, and that 1% is only 7 doublings away from 100%. And indeed, the project continued to double each year and was done 7 years later. The same rate of exponential progress has continued since the Genome Project ended. Decoding that first genome cost more than $2.7 billion. Today, it costs less than $600. And every other aspect of what we call biotechnology, understanding the genome, modeling it, simulating it, and most important, reprogramming it, is progressing exponentially. We now have the ability to prevent, treat, and soon cure diseases with biotechnology guided by artificial intelligence. We are beginning to reprogram our biology in the same way that we reprogram our computers. Take, for example, the turbocharged flu vaccine created by researchers at Flinders University in Australia. They used a biology simulator to create trillions of chemical compounds and then used another simulator to see which compounds would be useful as immune-boosting drugs against the disease. They now have an optimal flu vaccine that is being tested on humans. The trickle of current clinical biotechnology applications will become a flood by the end of the 2020s. In the past 3 years, we've reached a tipping point in computational power for artificial intelligence to quickly simulate, test, and solve biochemical problems. The amount of computation devoted to training the best computer models since 2012 has doubled every 3.5 months. That's a 300,000-fold increase in the last 9 years. This has opened the door for AI to find medical solutions in a fraction of the time that it takes humans. Eventually, our trust in these AI-driven simulations will grow, and we will accept their results as sufficient without spending months on human trials. Soon we'll be able to simulate trillions of possible solutions to every health problem and fully test them in hours or days. This will bring us to the 2030s, when medical nanobots, blood cell-sized computers, will go into our bodies to combat disease from within our nervous system and travel into our brains through the capillaries, where they will provide wireless communication between our neocortex and the cloud. ideas and innovations will no longer be constrained by the size of our skulls. They'll be free to grow exponentially in the cloud, expanding our intelligence a billionfold. But I'm getting ahead of myself. My point is that we must do everything we can today to be as healthy as possible for as long as possible in order to benefit from the fast-approaching merger of AI and medicine. Now is the time to make maximal use of the latest medical knowledge to help eliminate our chance of disease and to drastically slow down the aging process. The tools to enhance and extend our lives are already in our hands. We just need the courage to question outdated assumptions that limit our ability to use them. Tony and Peter live by this philosophy and have written this book so that you can too.